morning, and thank you for joining us out here in Grace Chapel, out here in West Texas. Let us praise and worship the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just stand before you, Lord, and thank you for another day, a day in which we ask that you open our hearts and our minds so that we may learn, so that we may gather the information we need, Father, so we can be close to you. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
lift Jesus higher. Lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift him up, lift him up, lift him higher. Lift him higher than he's ever been before. Lift him up, praise his name, all ye people. Lift him higher than he's ever been before. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher. Lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift him up, lift him up, lift him higher. Lift him higher than he's ever been before. Lift him up, praise his name, all ye people. Lift him higher than he's ever been before. Lord, hallelujah, I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word and faith is my sword and shield, and Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I really don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word and faith is my sword and shield, and Jesus is the Lord of the way. Yourselves in the Lord. Delight yourselves in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. And he will give you the desires of your heart. So praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to in the Lord. Delight yourselves in the Lord. And he will give you the desires of your heart. And he will give you the desires of your heart. So praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to Lord, hallelujah, I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word and faith is my sword and shield, and Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Jesus is the Lord of the way.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
For you online, welcome to the church service out here in West Texas at Grace Ranch. And we're glad you could join us. Last week, I spoke on Peter and the faith he had to step out of that boat and walk on water. But then I also spoke on the fact that all of a sudden he lost that faith. He either listened to the people in the boat or he just looked at the water and thought, what am I doing? And he started sinking. And Jesus lifted him up. And the next thing you know, they were in the boat. It never says that Jesus and Peter walked back to the boat. It just he lifted Peter up and they were in the boat. But today I'd like to look at David. And that's in 1 Samuel chapter 17. And I'm not going to read the whole chapter. It is very, very long. It is where David meets up with Goliath. Now, the Philistines and Saul's army faced each other, one on one side, one on the other. And this Philistine, Goliath, a giant, stepped forth and challenged them. Said, send one man. And if you defeat me, then the Philistines will be your servants. But if I defeat you, then Israel will be the servants of the Philistines. And the people there were afraid. I mean, I believe they were trained soldiers. They were Saul's army. It says, all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. He just caused fear in these trained soldiers. And eventually they ran away. And they took off, and David came up. He had been out taking care of his father's sheep, and his father had sent him to take food to his brothers who were in the army. And he came, and what's going on? And they told him about the giant, and that it had been a challenge, and that Saul said the one man that would go against Goliath and defeat him would be greatly rewarded. And David said, you know, how can this be? Why are you afraid? And some of the soldiers went to Saul and told him about David, and he asked David to come to him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. But Saul looked at David and saw a boy. And there's no way this boy could fight this giant. And David explained to Saul, you know, I keep my father's sheep, and I have defeated a lion, and I have defeated a bear, but it was because the Lord was with him, that the Lord delivered him. And he said, thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. So Saul looked at him and said, okay, I'll let you go. And he gave David his armor, his sword, his helmet. And I imagine, and it doesn't really say, but I imagine it was kind of big on him. He was a boy, and here was a grown man. But he also said he hadn't proved himself to be worthy of wearing the king's armor. So he went out, and he got 5 stones from a brook, smooth stones, put them in his bag, and he had his sling, and he drew near to the Philistine. And when the Philistine came and looked at David, and the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then David said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, and all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. So then Goliath came toward David, and David ran toward him. And he put his hand in his bag, and he took out a stone, put it in his sling, and a perfect shot, right in the forehead, sunk right into his forehead, and the Philistine fell to the ground. And David ran out and took, since he didn't have a sword, he took Goliath's sword, and he cut off Goliath's head. And of course, the men of Israel and Judah all shouted, and oh, wonderful, and they took off after the rest of the Philistines. But what I want to emphasize in this is David never doubted. David knew that he belonged to the Lord, and the Lord prevailed. He knew that he could defeat this giant, even though he was a boy, where the grown men, the soldiers, were fleeing and were afraid. David never once doubted. If you read this, and I recommend you read the whole story in 1 Samuel 17, the whole chapter. He never once doubted. He said, I can do this because the Lord's on my side. And we see the difference with Peter, who Peter stepped out of the boat and started walking on water, and then all of a sudden he doubted, and he started sinking. Are we like Peter in that instance, or are we like David? We need to keep our eyes focused on Jesus Christ at all times and in everything we do. And if we feel led to go do something, we feel led to go out and talk to someone, we may feel led to give an alms to somebody. Don't hesitate. Know that God is with you. And if for some reason you've gone off in the wrong direction, if you are trying to follow him the best of your ability, he'll lead you back. He'll put up roadblocks. I've seen it happen over and over again. But you have to step out in faith, or you'll never know. And the only way we can do this is by practice. We have to continue to just step out there and trust the Lord to lead our steps. Each one of us are capable of doing everything that God has told us to do in his word, whether it's preach the gospel, heal the sick, cast out devils, perform miracles. Every one of us who have accepted him as our Lord and Savior and have the baptism of the Holy Spirit can go out there and do all those things he's commanded us to do. The only thing holding us back is because we don't believe. Somehow, we don't trust the Lord to follow through on his word. And we have to throw that off. Take those thoughts out of your head, because he will fulfill his word and he will use his people to do it. And every one of us have an opportunity to go out there like David and kill the giants out there. And they're all around us. Don't be afraid. Step out in faith and kick that out. You don't need doubt. Kick it out. And you can go out there and perform the works that Jesus has commanded us to do. We have no excuse.
As we walk before the cross,
From the mountains to the valley, hear our praises rise to you. From the heavens to the nations, hear our singing, fill the air.
I am free to run.
The words of that song cannot be any more true. I don't know if you've ever been down in the bottom of a cave, way down in the bottom. We've got a little place out here called Carlsbad Caverns, just a little hole in the ground. You're only about a mile below the surface when you get to the bottom, and that isn't the bottom of that cave. That's just as far as they let people go. But they take you down there about halfway. You're about, I think it's 400 or 500 feet below the surface, or more than that. But you're about 2 miles back into the cave. And they have these nice little metal rails, and they tell everybody to put one hand on the rail and lean back on it. And they turn out the lights. It is absolutely pitch black. There is no light coming from any source anywhere. The second those lights go out, you are totally disoriented. It's the reason why they've got the rail and they tell you to grab a hold of it. They also tell anybody that has claustrophobia not to hang around when they're doing that one, because it will throw your balance off. It throws everything off. We need light. We have to have light to be able to do what we're supposed to do. And I was supposed to switch mics, which I didn't do. Okay. We have to have light. The scripture speaks that men love darkness so that their deeds are not seen. But in absolute darkness, not even men of evil can truly do what they want to do, because they can't see anything either. We must have light. Think about it. In the beginning, when God was above the face of the deep, He was the light. There was nothing out there. Nothing. Nothing that you could see, because there was no light to see it by. And when He created the sun and the moon and the stars, it put light upon this earth. Which allows us to do things that we need to do. But the true light is Jesus Christ, and knowing that He can see every deed you do, that He knows everything that you do. The day you stand before Him, it'll be reviewed. My prayer for myself and everyone else is that day when you stand before Him, He says, "Enter in, good and faithful servant." What can we do without faith? Absolutely not a thing. Nothing that is in this world, nothing that people do, whether they're good or evil, in the sight of man, can do anything without faith. People put their faith in all kinds of things. Henry Ford could not have built an automobile unless he had faith he could do it. Benjamin Franklin couldn't have flown a kite unless he had faith that it would fly. Everywhere and everything that people do, they do it by faith. Is it the right faith? 99.9% of the time, it is not. Because they've put their faith in inanimate objects, and they put their faith in inanimate people. Because people cannot save you. I cannot save you. Robin cannot save you. Ann cannot save you. Davey cannot save you. The only one that can save you is Jesus Christ and Him crucified and risen from the grave to cover your sin and to allow a way for you to enter into the kingdom. But you need to recall the faith that you put into everything else in this world and put your faith in Jesus Christ. Your faith has to be in Jesus Christ. The example of David before Goliath. David had all of his faith placed in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. 100%. So if he can kill a giant with a stone, what can you do if you have all your faith in Jesus Christ? Is there anything that can stand in your way? There's only one thing that will stand in your way. And it has a tendency to bump into me usually about every Sunday morning. And that's me. I run into myself headlong. The old me. Things that I did in my past. Why should I be one who's standing up here instead of somebody else? Those doubts come into my mind. And I have to push them aside. I have to throw them away. I have to rebuke them. I have to kick them out. And say, no, I believe Jesus Christ. Anybody listening to this can be up behind a pulpit in no time at all. Are you willing and able to put all your faith in Jesus Christ and Him crucified? Let's look at the benefits. Number one, if you believe on Jesus Christ, everything that He did, every word that's written in his Bible, in our instruction manual for life, you're not going to end up in hell. Praise God. You can heal the sick. You can raise the dead. You can cast out demons. You can do more miracles than these. I was talking to a guy the other day. He said, wow, that was a real miracle. That kid was underneath the ice for 15 minutes. They pronounced him dead. His mother prayed, and he came back to life. Praise God. There is no stronger testimony to people who think they know what's going on with the human body than to see somebody miraculously risen from the dead and is healthy than a bunch of physicians who practice medicine. Notice I said practice. They didn't make this body and they still haven't figured it out. But God knows it. And through faith in Him and on Him, our bodies can be healed. We can command our bodies to heal, and it will happen with faith. God loves you. Jesus Christ loves you. Do you want it? Do you want to be able to walk with Jesus Christ? On the day when God looks upon you, do you want to be covered with Jesus' righteousness? So that nothing you've ever done walking on this earth is shown? I do. It's yours. It's right there. All you have to do is humble yourself and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a screw up. Forgive me. And then believe on Him. And everything that you ever even thought might have been impossible, everything becomes possible. Amen. That's all I've got.
Hey, tonight you can turn the dark into light. You can take a soul that was lost and turn it around. You can make it tender again with your love. Stir up a hunger, a hunger in my heart. Nothing will satisfy me, nothing else will do. Stir up a dark into light. You can take a soul that was lost and turn it around. Lord, on my own, my heart can turn as hard as a stone, but you can make it tender again with your love. Stir up a hunger, satisfy me, nothing else will do. Stir up a hunger, a hunger in my heart. Stir up a hunger in my heart. Oh.
Well, Robin, I just got back from a month-long trip. It was long. I know Bob was glad to see us go and sad to see us get back. Because I always got stuff for him to do. Just kidding. It's an interesting trip. I went to get work done on the motorhome. Robin went to pick up a new camper. But we went with the thing in the forefront of our minds to seek out what God would have us do wherever we were. Amen. And we met some interesting people. And the Lord let me minister to one man in particular. And I think, I pray that it'll be a beginning for a fellowship in Arizona. We also met a man. It's quite interesting. He is thoroughly convinced that he was a fallen angel and that he died twice and God forgave him and everything. And he's great friends with God. And it's his lifelong desire to go out and teach his gospel, if you will, to everybody. And there was no way this guy was going to hear anything. He's not a fallen angel, but he is a son of perdition. But we also had other things happen. We down at Quartzsite, California. But you know, been hearing a lot of talk about faith, about moving forward. I want to read a little scripture for you. And, yeah, it's in Luke chapter 9, verse 62. Jesus said unto him, "No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." I've heard this preached when I was young, that once you start out to serve God, if you fall back, you're lost. Anybody else ever hear it that way? But God is merciful, and God is good. And he made me read it again, and again, and again, and again, until I got it. No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit. Key word there is fit. It means not ready. Doesn't say he's going to hell. Doesn't say he can't get fit. Just said he's not ready. He's not ready for the kingdom of God. How many times have people that are listening to me right now have gotten excited in a service, gone to a revival, got excited, and they've made up their mind they're going to go forth and they're going to preach and they're going to minister and they're going to serve God, and then something happened and they fall back? I know some listening out there have had that happen to them. It's happened to me. But I'm here to tell you, it doesn't mean you're lost. Just means you're not ready. So what do you do to get ready? You recognize the fact that you're an idiot, that you fell backwards, or you quit, or you put your faith in the wrong thing. And then you go forward and do it again. And you do it again. And you do it again. And you keep doing it again. till you don't fall back. And see, when that happens, then you're ready. And that's when the power of God is going to come into your life and move in you. See, the other thing here says kingdom of God doesn't say kingdom of heaven. That's a difference. The kingdom of God is the spiritual realm here. The kingdom of heaven is eternity on what I call planet heaven. It's where God dwells. So, the kingdom of God is to walk in that realm, that spirit realm that Paul talked of, walking in the spirit, not after the flesh. When you walk after the Spirit, you're walking by pure faith. In everything you do, it's by faith. You get up in the morning by faith. You eat your food by faith. You talk to somebody by faith. You focus your sight on the fact that your faith is in Jesus Christ. And in what he does. Because you see, your salvation is based on his faith. It was his faith that made him go to the cross. It was his faith that let him endure the punishment and the horrible things that happened to him prior to the cross. It is by his faith that he gave up the Spirit. And said it was done. It was his, by his faith, that he entered into hell and took the keys of hell and death from the devil. It was by his faith that he crossed over that place that no man could cross into Abraham's bosom. It was by his faith that he spoke to the captives in hell and said, come on, I've come to set you free. It's by his faith that he was raised up from the dead and brought those in Abraham's bosom with him. It was by his faith that he sat down on the right hand of the Father. It is by his faith that he poured his blood upon the horns of the altar. And it is by his faith that he will bring you through. If you will use your faith to believe him. And as you do that, you will become fit for the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
Be not like the seed spoken of in the seed and the sower that fell among the thorns and thistles, for they fell aside because of the cares of the world and deceitfulness of riches. The cares of the world being fear, anxiety of what people would think and do. A lot of people are afraid to go out and preach because they're afraid of being rejected. I rejoice when I'm rejected because Jesus was rejected before I was. I rejoice when I'm rejected for telling the truth because Paul the apostle was also rejected. Let me be rejected for telling the truth. Now, if I'm rejected because I'm a jerk, that's another story. But I'll even glory in that because it gives me an opportunity to confess and stand up and try again. Amen. So, be not confused and be not set back. The deceitful flow of riches is that you've got to have money to do things. God provides those things we need. And then he'll keep providing the things we need. It may be a lot today and a little tomorrow. But that's only because we need a lot today and we don't need as much tomorrow. Amen? Think of manna. When God fed the children of Israel in the desert with manna, he told them, only take what you could eat. And those that tried to hoard it, what happened? It rotted. Turned to worms and yuck. And the only exception was take on Saturday or on Friday, take for Saturday as well, for the Sabbath. But if you tried to take more than you needed, it would rot on you. See, God teaches us something in that. I receive manna from God every day. Amen. Every day I receive His manna, whether it be in the form of food or supplies or need on the road. Maybe it's a full tank of gas. Whatever it is, it's God supplying my needs. And I am sufficient in those needs that He supplies. Amen.
Amen.
And when our faith is in Him and what He says and does, then where's fear? Where is worry? They flee before us as darkness does from light. Be not afraid. Amen. Be not afraid. But I don't care how far you fall. I don't care how far you go down. I don't care how bad you screw up. Our God is bigger and He is greater. We screw up not to hurt God, not even to hurt ourselves, but we screw up so that God can show us we're not yet fit for the kingdom of God. And it's not that we are to give up, but we're to rejoice and know that the trying of our faith works patience, long-suffering, to where now we can walk in the kingdom of God in His power. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I'm done. Good preaching.
King.
Your life frees me to sing.
I'll praise you all my day.
Perfect in all your ways.
Hail Jesus, you're my Lord.
I will obey your word.
Your kingdom come. Not my will, but yours be done. Hail, Lion of Judah. How wonderful you are. Hail, Lion of Judah. How wonderful you are.
Glory to the Lamb.
You take me into the land.
We will conquer in your name.
And proclaim that Jesus reigns.
Hail, Lion of Judah.
Hail, Lion of Judah.
How wonderful you are.
Hail, Lion of Judah. How wonderful you are.
Give the Lord a cheer. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In the quiet place, in the stillness, you are there.
Lord Jesus, we just thank you for the words that we've heard today, for the truth. And we love you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for walking with us and being with us and supporting us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.